Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad is Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've been the happy beneficiaries of the hard work that Chad does every month, getting this NAM Industry Week survey that he conducts of hundreds of manufacturers from their 12,000 member group. Chad, thanks again for staying with us and for all the great years of support that you've given us and all the great things that you do for small businesses, because many of your 12,000 members are small businesses, and we appreciate the work you guys do there at NAM. In the first segment, you talked about the unemployment report, the employment responses, the hiring responses that you got from your folks this time. 60% said they were not hiring. And my question to you is, how much of that is economic and how much of that is technology?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, certainly, you know, I think the economy also feeds itself into that conversation. I think many manufacturers, as we said earlier, I think there's still a worry out there that we haven't seen the worst of it. I mean, I think, you know, when I talk to manufacturers, many of them say, you know, we had the best, you know, first half of the year or best second quarter of the year, you know, ever, you know. And yet there's almost a tentativeness to their voice. They're like, but what's coming, you know, almost like they have to pay the piper for that.
What I've said, Chad, is that even the people who are doing well are afraid to get excited about doing well.
Yes, yeah. And so, you know, when we say, well, the second half of the year will be better, they're like, yeah, we've said that for a few years in a row. I mean, there still is a bit of skepticism there. And, you know, at the same time that's happening, you continue to see a lot of headwinds around the world and domestically. And so I think until manufacturers feel that they're on a firmer footing economically, until they have some of those uncertainties that we kind of talked about earlier in the second segment addressed, I think that there's a hesitance to bring on new workers. I think that they're, you know, you're investing in a person. You're investing in human capital.
Even if you buy new technology, somebody's got to run that technology.
Yeah. And so I've heard manufacturers say that if there's going to be increases in production or increases in output, they're going to try to get it from their existing workforce. They're going to try to use technology. They're going to try to, you know, take advantage of labor productivity gains to try to get that output. That doesn't mean that they won't hire people. Obviously, if you have additional orders, you have to bring on some of the workers, but their first instinct is productivity and getting more with less. I think that just simply speaks to the uncertainty that's out there right now. I mean, again, you are going to see hiring, but it's going to come when you see, you know, sustained level.
And it'll be grudging hiring. I absolutely can't go another day without bringing somebody on. It won't be entrepreneurial hiring. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and hire this person because I'm sure I'm going to need a trained person in 6 months or whatever, like we used to do. All right, I want to ask you, one of the things about your survey that's different from some of the other surveys is your guys, your members, are more tied into the global marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
So your indication, your appetite for the growth, whether they're excited or not excited, that's more of a reflection of the global economy than some of the other surveys I see. What do you think?
That's right. And two points about that. First, the companies that are more engaged internationally, that are, you know, expecting their exports to grow, are the ones that are the most positive. So I think that speaks, number one, to the fact that trade is important. Exports are important, especially for manufacturers. That's really where your marketplace is. At the same time that's happening, though, you know, we've continued to see a lot of weaknesses overseas. You know, China is starting to stabilize, but it's been slowing in general.
India's not doing so great anymore.
India's not doing well. Europe has been in a recession for the last couple of years, and they're starting to grow, but they're growing at 0.3%, you know. Mm-hmm. Canada's slowing. So we've seen a lot of slowness around the world, and manufactured goods exports so far this year are only up 1.7% versus, you know, what the same time frame last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very sluggish growth, and I think that that's really affected overall demand for manufacturing.
Is the consolidation of your industry, has it slowed down quickly?
I think so. I mean, obviously, they're going to see what they can do in terms of overall increase, you know, making see what they can do to make the economics work. But
Yeah. Hey, Chad, good job today. NAM.org, Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for National Association of Manufacturers. Chad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day real soon, maybe a month or so from now. We'll get him back to see how things are going. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.